Track 8. Bid to build a wedding venue. Smallholders in Little Hempston want to convert an agricultural building to use as a wedding venue. Bow Grange is currently home to cattle, a small herd of pygmy goats, ducks and chickens. Among its 14 hectares of land, there is an agricultural building, also used for horses, which the owners want to use to develop facilities to host weddings. The change of use application has been submitted to Teignbridge Council to allow the building, which has been in agricultural use for 21 years, to be converted. The building is currently used to stable 9 horses. Adjacent to the site is a range of traditional stone buildings which benefit from planning consent for conversion to 3 holiday lets, games room, office and an apartment. The proposal is looking to provide on-site accommodation for guests to support the wedding venue, which it is hoped will bring in additional income. The planning statement says, this application seeks to change the use of the building to a wedding venue to host such events throughout the year and provide an additional stream of income to the applicant's agricultural enterprise. The change of use of the agricultural building to a wedding venue will act to support local businesses. As such, the development will have a positive cumulative effect on the local economy. The development represents the sustainable use of an existing structurally sound building for a business use, which is appropriate in a countryside location. The application will be considered by Teignbridge Council planners.
Boost for school from Tesco. Mental health services at a Newton Abbott primary school have received a £5,000 boost to help its efforts to look after pupils. High Week Community Primary and Nursery School already works to improve children's mental health, but the cash from Tesco will help expand its provision. Indoor and outdoor activities are organised and geared towards helping therapists work with children and families with significant needs. To expand this service, the school applied to Tesco's Stronger Start scheme, which awards funds to charities and community organisations that make a positive difference in the lives of children and young people. The school's application was successful, earning it the £5,000 grant, and school administration manager Tracy Lowe said the money will go towards giving young people and their families further support. The grant comes after the school was praised by Ofsted for this work, with a report saying that pupils gain leadership skills by taking on roles such as mental health advocates, supporting other pupils in the playground and around the school. And inspectors said, pupils say that the school really cares about mental health. Tracy added, we are very grateful to Tesco for this funding. At High Week, we are seeing a dramatic increase in mental health with our pupils and families. We work very closely with the mental health support team to provide therapy and intervention for individuals and small groups. Our school funds therapists to work with children and families with significant needs through outdoor learning. With the Tesco funding, we can support more families within our community who would benefit from this sort of outdoor learning. We are constantly needing funds to improve our forest school, our vegetable growing area and our sensory room. In addition, we are also needing to create a quiet, low-stimulating sensory space to support children's regulations. Tesco's Stronger Starts appear invites customers to use their blue tokens to vote for local schemes which they feel will benefit children with children and young people.
Police witness appeal after Kenford collision. Police investigating a serious road traffic collision near Kenford are appealing for any witnesses to come forward. Officers were called to reports of a single vehicle collision involving a car at Holden Ridge between the A380 and the A38 at around 4:45 p.m. on Thursday, January 25th. It was reported that a blue Honda Jazz had left the carriageway and had been in collision with a tree. Emergency services attended the scene. The driver, a woman in her 20s, was trapped in the car and was extracted by the fire service. She was taken to Derriford Hospital with serious leg injuries. The road was closed while an investigation was carried out at the scene. It was reopened at around 9:30 p.m. Officers from the roads policing team would like to thank the public for their patience whilst the road was closed. If you witnessed the incident or have any information or dash cam footage that could help with inquiries, please contact police.
Fewer hospital admissions for malnutrition were recorded in the Torbay and South Devon Trusts last year, new figures show, despite a national increase. It comes as the Food Foundation charity said the rising number of hospital admissions for malnutrition across England ring alarm bells about the consequences of escalating food insecurity. NHS England figures show there are about 50 hospital admissions at Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust with a secondary or primary diagnosis of malnutrition in the year to March 2023. It was down from an estimated 65 hospital admissions recorded the year before. Additionally, a malnutrition diagnosis does not necessarily equate to having a lack of food. The admissions include those for dietary issues, an inability to absorb nutrients or other diseases affecting the patient's ability to feed normally. Anna Marie Narvez, Food Foundation Senior Policy and Advocacy Officer, said the latest NHS figures on malnutrition-related hospital admissions ring alarm bells about dire health consequences of escalating food insecurity. The ongoing impact of the cost of living crisis, accentuated by high food prices, jeopardises families' abilities to afford enough nutritious food. Professor Camilla Hawthorne, Chair of the Royal College of General Practitioners, said the rising number of malnutrition cases is unacceptable in a developed nation like the UK. She added, "As we've seen, fresh, healthier foods spike in price and become unaffordable for a substantial proportion of our most vulnerable patients, we've seen an inevitable impact on their physical health. Since the government must consider how to promote cheap and nutritious alternatives to fast food alongside sufficient funding and support for general practice."